Time now to see what's happening in the world beyond the headlines with our guide, Peter Dykstra. He's with dailyclimate.org and environmental health news, that's EHN.org, and is on the line now from Conyers, Georgia. Hi there, Peter.
Hi, Steve. You know, one of the recurring themes from supporters of big coal is that they provide cheap energy. And if coal-burning power plants go away and regulators crack down on fossil fuels, your electric bill is going to go through the roof. Well, pending litigation and the ruling of the D.C. Court of Appeals, the Clean Power Plan is reality. And coal plants have been dropping like enormous soot-covered flies. But guess what?
I'm listening, Peter. I seem to remember that even President Obama said prices would skyrocket when he was campaigning back in 2008.
Right, but the U.S. Energy Information Administration says that for the first time in 14 years, residential electricity prices went down in the first 6 months of this year.
So what caused this drop, do you think?
Well, natural gas is setting the market right now, and it's setting it cheaply. Wind and solar are growing in capacity and shrinking in cost, but not enough to impact the nationwide market just yet. EIA warns that the drop, while it's unusual, is not necessarily a permanent trend.
Yeah, but those predictions that we'd either be paying through the nose or shivering in the dark aren't happening. Hey, what do you have for us next?
I've got something on a related note that might really be a trend. The Union of Concerned Scientists says Americans bought 45,000 plug-in electric vehicles in the third quarter of 2016. That's a record, and it's happening despite comparatively low gasoline prices. Another source, an industry website called Autoblog, puts the numbers a little lower at 36,000, but that's still a 38% increase over the previous year.
Well, it sounds like the fact that sales are going up while gasoline stays fairly cheap is the surprising news here. What's going on?
Well, it might be a combination of lowering cost of the EVs, extended range of the EVs, and just deeper concern about climate change. As EV prices come down and plug-in stations become easier to find, the trend is likely going to continue. But I want to sneak in another observation on an unrelated topic.
Go ahead.
We've heard a lot about immigration recently. And here's a quick note on something that immigrants are doing to America, and this is something that hasn't gotten its fair share of attention when America discusses immigration. The Nobel Prizes were announced a week ago, and six American scientists were among the honorees. They're an economist born in Finland, another economist born in the UK, two physicists born in England, a chemist born in Scotland, and a physicist born in Scotland.
All immigrants, I'm guessing.
That's right, and they're taking away our Nobel Prizes.
Okay. And finally, Peter, let's take our weekly dip into that trough of history. What's new, or maybe I should ask, what's old?
Well, 43 years ago, in October 1973, Israel squared off in a brief war against Egypt and Syria. In response to U.S. support for Israel, Saudi Arabia and other Arab oil states banned oil shipments to the U.S., causing long lines at gas stations and prompting the price of oil to quadruple from $3 a barrel to $12 a barrel.
And to think that today we call 50 bucks a barrel a bargain.
Right, and this set off a chain of events in the U.S., like the national 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, the creation of the Department of Energy, and the first serious talk about alternative energy, conservation, and reducing oil imports.
And just how much of that serious talk resulted in serious action back then?
Not much at all, and not much for a long time. The 55-mile-an-hour speed limit saved not just gasoline, but it also saved lives. But eventually, America declared that it couldn't drive 55, and the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit went away. Both oil consumption and car miles driven increased for decades to come. Oil imports waned only recently. Bigger, less efficient vehicles like pickups and SUVs and minivans became all the rage, and clean energy is just now beginning to fulfill years and years of predictions.
But fuel efficiency is much better, and maybe we're finally turning that corner. Thanks for this optimistic take on the world beyond the headlines today, Peter.
Anytime, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.
Peter Dykstra is with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and dailyclimate.org. And there's more on these stories at our website, LOE.org.